This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago City Council plans to meet today and attempt to vote down Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed $300 million property tax increase. It's not clear whether enough council members will show up for the meeting to happen. It was called last week by council members from across the political spectrum who don't want to increase property taxes on residents. But in face of the pushback, Johnson has said he is willing to compromise and negotiate on the tax increase.
Part of a negotiation is to discuss everything. Look, I presented a proposal. We're negotiating them.
Johnson and council members are considering a slew of other tax increases instead, such as on alcohol, streaming services, and parking. The meeting is scheduled for 2 p.m. The leader of the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, is stepping down after this school year. Robert Jones, an expert in plant physiology, plans to leave office after 9 years as chancellor of the state's largest public university. Jones was the first Black man to serve in the role. Under his watch, the university launched the Illinois Commitment Program. It covers tuition for students whose families earn less than $75,000 a year. University of Illinois system officials say Jones will stay on in a different role, helping expand U of I's presence in Chicago and helping find his replacement. A new report finds greenhouse gas emissions in Illinois have dropped by about 25% since 2005. That puts the state ahead of the national average. The analysis found that shuttering Illinois' coal-fired power plants was a major driver of emission reductions. Abe Scar is the state director for the Illinois Public Interest Research Group and a co-author of the report.
As we're less reliant on coal and increasingly using renewable energy sources, greenhouse gas emissions from the electricity sector are going down.
But it isn't all good news. Residential, agricultural, and commercial sectors have all increased since 2005. In other environmental news, environmental justice advocates in Chicago's Southeast Side scored a big win last year. After years of organizing, they successfully kept a metal shredding operation from opening up shop in the majority Black and Latino neighborhood using the Civil Rights Act. The EPA under President Biden has used the 1964 law to make sure that state programs don't unevenly impact some racial groups. But the practice is being challenged, and now activists worry the Trump administration might upend it altogether. Olga Bautista is the executive director of Southeast Environmental Task Force, one of the groups that filed the complaint.
I feel like these next 4 years, we just have to hold the line and try to make sure things don't get any worse.
Activists are calling on state and local officials to strengthen environmental protections. Some more things you should know today. Illinois U.S. Senator and combat veteran Tammy Duckworth says President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense is, quote, dangerously unqualified. Trump announced Fox News host Pete Hegseth as his pick yesterday. Duckworth, a member of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, said in a statement that Trump is, quote, once again proving he cares more about his MAGA base than keeping our country safe. Hegseth, who served in the National Guard and deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, has been a contributor at Fox News for a decade. Among other stances, Hegseth has questioned whether women should serve in combat roles and has advocated for pardoning service members charged with war crimes. The Chicago Board of Education will hold a special meeting today to pass a resolution to try to prevent the closing of 7 charter schools. The Acero Network has announced plans to close half of its 15 campuses in June. The resolution demands that charter leaders appear before the board to discuss alternatives. It says the closures could affect whether CPS renews the charter contract when it is up in 2026. The new opera, Blue, will make its long-awaited Chicago premiere this weekend. The show, which is set in the present day, deals with the issue of police mistrust. It follows a Black middle-class family in Harlem whose world is shattered when their son is shot by a white police officer. Trayvon D. Walker, who plays the son, is a member of Chicago's Ryan Opera Center. He says it's important for a general opera audience to consider real-world themes. The show runs through December 1st. Today's weather, There will be some rain this morning and overcast skies in the afternoon. The high will reach the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain, with a high in the upper 40s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.